What about a couple of different kinds of seafood you could get in stores around here?
Oh, you can get fish and oysters and shrimp. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Just about what you want.
Uh-huh.
What about these animals that stay around ponds and make this croaking noise?
Frogs. Yeah, you can get frog legs too.
Yeah, I saw that on the Catfish Cove.
Yeah.
Never had any frog legs.
You didn't?
Never have. What is it? Does it taste like anything else?
It's kind of like chicken.
Kind of like chicken.
Mm-hmm. White meat, you know, it's just. My husband used to go frog gigging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything particularly you call those big old frogs that stay around ponds?
Toad frog? Would you call that a toad frog?
Does a toad frog stay around water?
I don't know.
There's one variety, you know, that just stays around land, maybe around a garden or something like that. I've heard people call that a toad frog. The other type that stays around water, a bullfrog?
Yeah, bullfrogs, uh-huh.
You ever seen these little tiny frogs? Don't get much bigger about that. Some people say it just rains them,
mm-hmm.
come out after a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what they're called?
No. Baby frogs?
No.
Rain frogs?
Yeah, rain frogs. What about talking about fishing? Do you have any idea what people around here might use for bait when they go fishing?
Yeah, they use. They use some kind of artificial lures, and then they also use worms and grasshoppers. There's places, bait places around here, and it sells grasshoppers and worms. And
mm-hmm. Talking about grasshopper, have you ever heard that called anything besides grasshopper?
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about woodpecker yesterday, and asked if you ever heard peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard hoppergrass?
Uh-huh.
Grasshopper?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about this animal? We were talking about this before we got started. The hard shell animal that can draw his head in.
Mm-hmm. Turtle, terrapin.
Now, is it the terrapin? Which one is that?
I don't know. I can never can get them separate. I don't know whether that's the one that's on the land, dry land, or the.
And you said you had never heard anybody around here call a terrapin a gopher.
Mm-mm. Oh no, that's not a gopher. There's a gopher's a different thing.
I know.
It's a gopher. It's a little thing like this, and he's got softest fur on him, and kind of just little thing of point like for a nose, and little eyes set back in there. Have you ever seen a gopher?
Not live.
Yeah, I have. We used to catch them, have to trap them in our, you know, in the yards and gardens.
The next time you're in South Alabama, you ask somebody what they call the land turtle.
Yeah, and they call it a gopher.
What about these things there? They have little claws. They're not very big. The whole animal about this size, I guess. Some people use them for bait.
Crawdads, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever seen these insects that will fly around the light bulb at night?
Mm-hmm. Light bugs.
Called light bugs.
Mm-hmm, or lightning bugs. Yeah. Lightning bugs don't fly around the light, though. It's just light bugs, we call them. Mm-hmm. It flies around the lights.
Mm-hmm. What about these insects that are bad to get in your clothes and eat holes in them if you're not careful?
Moths?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that a cockroach will, too?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. If you've got food or anything on anything, cockroach will just eat that out there where that food is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what about this insect? It usually see them around ponds or lakes. Got a long, thin body and a couple of transparent wings. And sometimes it'll light on your fishing pole and you have to, you know.
Yeah, is that like a, I don't know what that's called. I don't know what you mean. Like, I can't think of the name of it.
You ever heard people call it a dragonfly?
Yeah, dragonfly. That's what it is. Mm-hmm, dragonfly.
Have you caught anything besides?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody say, talk about a snake doctor?
Yeah, snake doctor.
Yeah.
Think
that's the same thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A lot of people where I'm from call it mosquito hawk.
Oh, really? That? Never heard it called that, huh?
What about some insects that might sting you?
Ant? And scorpion? I got stung by a scorpion one time.
Pretty deadly, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it hurts like the dickens too. I had my daughter was a baby, and I got up to see about her, and I had on, it was in the winter time. She was born on the 18th of December, and I had on Amazon pajamas. And when I guess I must have picked it up with my pajama leg, see, off the floor, went back to bed, and I almost crossed my leg.